From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
This one's too cold. This one's too hot. Ah, this one's just right. If the three bears were wine drinkers, what would be the perfect temperature for their favorite varietals after this?
Come play in San Luis Obispo County. Midway between L.A. and San Francisco lies the central coast of San Luis Obispo County. Its wine country, breathtaking coastline, and Hearst Castle have enthralled countless visitors. It's where you'll experience California lifestyle pleasures like wine tasting, kayaking, cycling, hiking, or simply relaxing while you take in the sweeping views. Your playtime is precious. Plan it now at visitsanluisobispocounty.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
There's a perfect temperature for every wine, and a little bit of knowledge can really improve your wine drinking experience. Unfortunately, most of us get it wrong. Chardonnay, white Burgundy, and other full-bodied barrel-fermented white wines should be served at 55 degrees, cellar temperature. If you don't have a cellar, put them in the refrigerator for 90 minutes, then bring them out to warm up for about 20 minutes before serving. Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Grigio, White Zinfandel, and other refreshing white wines should also be refrigerated to about 35 or 40 degrees for 90 minutes. Champagne and sparkling wines should be served chilled, but use caution. Store them in the fridge for about 90 minutes or in a bucket of ice water for 20 minutes before serving, but too cold can be too bad. Higher-end vintages in particular should be allowed to warm up just a bit before serving. Almost all red wines are best at 65 degrees, not cold but not room temperature. For best results, keep reds in the refrigerator for about 20 minutes before serving. How many people do that? Well, almost none. The moral of the story is, how superior one wine is over another is a matter of degrees. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.